We have now the Rabbi Kimeger was pointing out we had the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we said that Rabbi Yochanan had asked a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda said in the case of the peiros, he wanted to eat the peiros, right? Like you want to eat grapes, you want to eat the olives, so then the juice that comes out, he said there's not, he said that the juice that comes out, It wasn't a problem. The juice that comes out wasn't a problem. And you're not going to kosher that he's going to squeeze it because the person wasn't interested in juice. He was interested in the fruit. And so he says, so why then by the egg? What is the egg osir? And obviously, Rabbi Yochanan understood that that Rabbi Yehuda was learning that the egg was similar to the case of the juice coming out. That's a, and he said, well, in the case of the juice coming out, Rabbi Yehuda had already paskin that if you had in mind to eat the fruit and not to eat the juice, so we're not afraid you're going to squeeze it. So why then would be a problem by the egg if you want to eat the chicken? So it should be like, it's called uchalifra, as he calls it. It should be like part of the chicken, and it shouldn't be also the egg from the chicken is similar to the juice coming out from the fruit. So that was the question that Rabbi Yochanan had asked on Pesach of Rabbi Yehuda. And then so how would Rabbi Yehuda then learn the case that the talk of the chicken would be usher? Why would it be usher? So Rabbi Kniger pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda could learn that the chicken would be usher, the egg would be usher because of muksa. In other words, this is an option of there's two ways of learning the Mishnah, as he pointed out, based on an aleph. If you learn that the chicken is omed legato beitzim, that you didn't have in mind to eat the chicken, but just to get the eggs, so then the eggs could be muksa. If you hold from the concept of muksa, that's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And we know Rabbi Yehuda holds from muksa. We have that many times in the Gemara and Shabbos and also in Beah that Rabbi Yehuda holds from muksa. So Rabbi Yehuda could hold that it's usher because of muksa. He could hold it's usher because of muksa, and therefore. That could be an option that we could learn that maybe Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak could explain this to Braisa like Rabbi Yehuda, and it would be also the egg would be also Masafik because of Muksa. As I explained yesterday, that the Tosi Shalem said the Muksa is like Deraisa. Muksa is like Deraisa. It's more Chomer than a Stam Derabbanan. So let's say that those two rabbis, they may be held as also like muksa, like Rabbi Yehuda could explain the case of the chicken. So muksa the chomer, okay? And he says that, you see that? I think it's on the page over there. I think it's on page 5 over there. So he says, he brings that question, and I show it on the sheet over here, that he says that, yeah. 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 No, it says it's Rabbanan. It says the Levim is Rabbanan. It says Rabbanan. Sometimes we say, it has more of a koach than the Rabbanan, right? Sometimes we do say that. But it seems like the Gemara here was learning that the Takona of the Levim was the Rabbanan. Yeah, sometimes we do see the Divrei Soifrim is more than the Stam of the Rabbanan. But here the Gemara held it was the Rabbanan. Yeah. But the Gemara held it was the Rabbanan here. So he brings the question here that he says that the okay. So the, I'm trying to find the place here. Also, it came Gamli who you have a top line over there. I show you on the sheet. I know where it is on the sheets I gave out. Gamli who he says, you know where it is on the sheets I gave out over there. They can explain according to the rabbis over there. That would also be explained like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Something muksa. I show it on the sheet. All right, I look at them. It's on page 4 on the bottom, a couple lines on the bottom over there. Page 4 on the bottom. We have it. I'm looking at the screen. I see it on my screen over here. But if you look on the sheet, and there, after the parentheses, about 4 lines on the bottom, you see it there, Rabbi Levin, on the bottom, 4 lines on the bottom, page 4, the end of the line, V'yeshlomer. V'yeshlomer, the Dafka, the Reb Nachman, okay. That's what he's saying. He's from the doctor of Nachman in Dochek Lugme Balmedes Megalo Beitzim. Because Reb Nachman, he was the first pshat in the Gemara that based on an Aleph, he learned the Mishnah. Remember, we said also there's two ways of learning the Mishnah. It doesn't say what kind of chicken we're talking about in the Mishnah. It could be a chicken that you wanted to eat. It could be a chicken you just want to give dalabetzim. But Rav Nachman limited it to a chicken you want to be galabetzim because he learned it was called a muksa. If it's a, like, you want to eat the chicken, so then it's part of the chicken. It's called ukhla difris. So he learned it was going to be a galabetzim. So that's Rav Nachman in the Mishnah. The kolikri surah the beitzah, the whole way he learned beitzah was talking about that case, that it was something which was, we said, legal beitzim. But that was only according to Rav Nachman, the way he learned it. But the other rabbis in the Gemara, they learned it was going on even a chicken, which is you want to eat the chicken, because the Mishnah doesn't say what kind of chicken we're talking about, it just says eggs. But he learned on the upshot. But Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef and all the other rabbanim, Rabba, all of them learned the Gemara, the beitzah was omed eslachila. Talking about in all cases, even a regular chicken. Also omed eslachila, gam omed eslachila, any chicken. You got it there, you have it inside the page over there at the bottom, I think, on the bottom of the page four. Okay, so omed eslachila. So in Cain, if that's the case of the Braisa, that's what we learned in our Mishnah, and the base, Cain Reisha Diktani, the Reisha of the Braisa, which is called in Gemma base, then Ein Metaltana, so you can't move it, you can't move it, it's Muksa, Myrigam, Omed Eslachila. So as we explained, according to these other rabbis, it's all talking about, also a case, also, like you said, Levi, it's also a case of Omed Eslachila, Mashma, the Maliktani, Allah, Sveko Aser. So that which we said over there, that the case of Sveko is Aser. So when we said Sveko is Aser, so then it's talking about a case that Sveko is Aser. So then Mela, he says that's talking also a case on Sveko Aser. It's also talking about Lachila. So not Dafka case of Omedes Legalo Beitzim, but it's also a case of Omedes Lachila. Okay? So that if that's the case, So that's the case. We're looking now, on, if you can see on a sheet, it's saying that near the bottom of that page, the Toimer, Imkain, Etik Shagam La Rabba, so in other words, you could learn that it's talking about the mother's gotta be, and so it's a dochek then to say that that's talking about only, Omedes Legala Beitzim, because his Pashis is talking about Omedes Lachila, and Nochamal, so Omedes Lachila. And therefore, we could say it's not going to be muksa. There, it's not going to be talking about muksa because of omed eslachila. It's a ufla ibris, and it wouldn't be. It's you can't say it's talking about muksa. None of us. We tried to. Rav Kinega was saying there was. He was even suggesting that we learned of pshat in the brayso is talking about muksa, but he says it's not mashma that we talk about muksa because we're talking about pashtas. We're talking about omed eslachila. And if we talk about omed eslachila, that's not muksa. It's a ufla ibris. So that's what, only according to Nachman, he was forced to say that because he learned it, that Dochek case, that's what he learned. But the other rabbis wouldn't learn like that because the Pashas of the Mishnah is going on Omed Eslachila, and therefore it can't be Muksa. So therefore, the Gemara didn't want to suggest, according to those rabbis, that that's the Pshat, the Sufik, because of Muksa, but it's a Sufik because of the Rabbanan, the Gzeira, and that's why it should be Mutter. Now, but we're leaving off with this question. I think we left off at this point yesterday. Nim Tomar. I think it's on maybe the beginning of the page, page five. Is that where it is over there? In Tomer, is that's going to Rabba, or bottom of page four on the sheet? Second line of page five. You say, okay. Secondly, look at page five. Okay, I'm looking at the screen, and also you can see it on your sheet. In Tomer, in Kain, Tiksha Gam La Rabba, so the Gemara says, now you can ask a question. Also, according to Rabba. Okay, he asked a question according to Rabba. Okay, Barry, are you on there also? Okay, Barry's also on with us today. I have Barry, Baruch Hashem, he's feeling better, and he's on with us today on our phone. Okay, so we have our representative on the phone, and we have our Zoomers, and we have in the shir also. So we have in three different locations. Also, Lakewood we have also today. Okay, so we're going back to the, where was that? I was talking about, according to we just said we don't want to say this dochek answer according to the rabbanan because they don't want to limit the case of the brayso dafka talking about muksa, which is omedes legala beitzim. They learned it's talking about omedes lachila. But now Rabbi Kneger is going back. He's going back to Rabba. Okay, he's going back to Rabba. Now I'm trying to find the place in it. Okay, Nachama, Shake Muksar Chomer. Where is it? I'm looking on the screen. Okay, where is it? Where was I looking? In Kim Hashia. Where is it? Shakeala. My Gam Kim and Sahira Der Klal. So it goes to Mash. Okay. Bim Tomar. Yeah. Bim Tomar. I see it on a sheet there. Bim Tomar. Trying to read it on the sheet and also on the screen. Okay. Bim Tomar. Bim Tomar. MK. Take Shagam the Rabba. So you can ask the question of also going to Rabba. That, in other words, the Gemara said Rabba's okay. Oh, Nichol Rabba. Rabba's fine. Why is Rabba fine? Because Rabba, he holds it because Achona. Achona Rabba. It's a Deraisa. It's a Deraisa. The Rabba Nichol, the Mukhila, B'yontav Acher Shabbos. Because he'll establish. When is it the Araisa? Like we mentioned in the Gemara and Beis Hamid Beis, it's Yontav Acher Shabbos. In Cain, Marikoni Allah Usveiko Aser Nami Mari Cain. So in other words, when that's the case of the Mishnah, when it's also the Araisa, when it's Yontav Acher Shabbos, because then it's not a weekday preparing for the Yontav or a weekday preparing for the Shabbos. It was Yontav preparing for Shabbos, which is also the Araisa, and therefore the Sufik will be a Sufik the Araisa. So oh, so what's bothering Rabbi Kehagi is the following. He says the truth of the matter is, Rabba doesn't say it's always deraisa. It's only deraisa when Yontav follows Yontav. And like we pointed out, if Yontav is the day after Shabbos, or Shabbos is the day after Yontav. Okay, so if you have your sheet there, label, we're on page 5. So it says that when Yontav goes on Shabbos, that's when it's deraisa, or Shabbos after Yontav. But in a regular Yontav, middle of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, those Yontavs are all really not deraisa. It's only because of Yontav after Shabbos. So that's also Gzeira. So Rabbi Kehagi says, one second, even according to Rabbi, it's all Gzeira. So in other words, what's my Shna? What's the difference? The Gzeira of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak about the Peiros HaNoshrin or Amashkin Shazabu from the Gzeira of Rabbi. It's also, they're all Gzeiras. It's all the Rabbanis. Which is there, right? So question, which Gezerah are we going? But it's still Gezerahs. It's still, in other words, if you're saying that Rabba's good and they're bad, and their pshat is Shver and the Brisa, but Rabba's just as Shver, he's also going under. He says the Marshaw was bothered by this. Look at the next line, Marshaw. Marasha Idlis, that's the Marshaw, Omid Bakushazu. Because of the Rabba, Nicha, the Mukalova Yantav Akashabbas. Now, the Marshaw sometimes is, you know, he's very makatzer. He's brief and gets to the point, and he didn't explain himself so much. You have it there in that line over there, and I have it on the screen. They said, it's going to be Yantav Akashabbas. No, they said that's what he's learned of Shat in the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Brisa. We're talking about Yantav Akashabbas. So he says, what does it mean? Yontav Shabbos. So he says going next line, it's called a shorish deraisa. So shorish means that it's like its roots are in deraisa. Usveikas also, because Yontav Shabbos. He said that Yontav Shabbos, that's called a shorish deraisa. Mashing is there as person knows you, so it's mashing zobu. The me'emes bebeitza lo shayach. Shema Tolosh, Shema Yiskod. Yisuro Rak Mishum Shigozru Alanoshim Alazovin Beitzim Amamela B'mashma. Okay, Rabbi Kehagi is saying like this. He's explaining, I think he's explaining what the Marshal means. And he's explaining what the difference is between the interpretation of Rabbah, which is also a Gzeira, and what we said, what's the difference? You asked Rabbi Zizek, what's between this Gzeira and that Gzeira? So that's what Rabbi Kehagi is coming to explain. Very interesting difference. He says that in the case of Rabba's Gzeira, let's say Yontav falls out in the middle of the week. So that's only the Rabbanan, because of a case of Yontav Acher Shabbos. But the Maisa, it's the same case. It's just a different day of the week. It's the same case. Majen Kane, an egg and a fruit tree are not the same thing. In other words, you gotta sort of have a good imagination. It's like, you know, you want to imagine things, explaining that you're going to make a mistake from squeezing out a fruit or pulling off a fruit off a tree to pulling out of a chicken. It's not possible to pull it out of a chicken and not possible to squeeze a chicken. They're not the same case. So the case doesn't exist. So that's really, that's not called a shorish deraisa. The other case exists. In other words, the days of the week, you know, it could fall any day of the week. Yontav could fall, and Wednesday could fall on Shabbos, could fall on Sunday. So that, he says, is a place that you could say that there's a mokum to make a mistake between a Yontav Acher Shabbos and a Yontav after Monday. So that is a place that the person can make a mitaka, make a mistake, and that's a shorish deraisa, because that's an easy mistake to get mixed up on. And there you can say that Chazal were because of the deraisa of the kashash, they'll say, oh, it's a sobi deraisa. No, it's not a sobi deraisa. Mashiachin, an egg coming out of a chicken has no connection in the world to a fruit coming off of a tree or fruit juice coming out of fruits. So that's what the Gemara thought. That's what we have to say. That's a double rochok mode, and that kind of, that's going to go into that more. But he says that kind of zera, okay, you have the sheet over there? Okay, we're now on page, I think, page 5 somewhere on the sheet over there. Okay, you got it here? Here, I have also, I have two different locations. If you want, you can take my sheet, because I'm looking here. You don't have it, I'll take mine. I'm looking, I can look on the screen. Or you can't see it, I can see it on my screen. Okay, good. You can take it. It's like, next paragraph, I am a Tosi Yishonim. You got it there? I am a Tosi Yishonim. Yeah, I don't know where it is on the sheet. Second paragraph on page 5. Next paragraph. Okay. I am a Tosi Yishonim. Okay. This is I am a Tosi Yishonim. Haloporech gam le Rav Nachman shumukse chomer kein deraisa. I think this paragraph was actually repeated the other one. In the Sefer, by mistake, I think the person who made this Sefer, Rabbi Kueger, he just repeated the same thing was written above. So that paragraph doesn't belong there. But in the book, they wrote it a couple of times there. That same thing. It's just a repeat. It's repeated what we said before. Go put it on the page. Because in the book, I think the guy who printed that book, he just put it in a couple of times, same thing. Now, let's go down the page, though. Let's go down the page. I think it says, Voya Nirlan is Daiti. Got it there? The next, where's that paragraph, Voya Nirlan is Daiti? Last paragraph on page 5. Okay, that's where we should go to. All right, so now, so far he's explained us the Gemara, the difference between Rabbah and between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, which is more called the Shorish Deraisa, and those, not Deraisa altogether. And he said that Rav Nachman was not so difficult because that's Me'ein Deraisa Tosishonim, because Muksa was also more was known to the Jews, so that seems to be more like a Deraisa. Okay, now last paragraph on page 5, right? You got it there, label. You got it. All right. Boy, Nirlas Daiti, the Dafka Rav Nachman called Ikir Dino the Isser Abetsa who rock. I think he said that swear before. That Rav Nachman, that's the way he learned Pshat in the Mishnah, we're talking about Muksa. So Muksa had explained Muksa is Omedes Agal HaBeitzim, because if it's Omedes Lachila, so there's no Muksa. It's Omedes Agal HaBeitzim, right, because if it's Omedes Lachila, then it's Ukhar Ifras. So then you could say also that's the Pshat in the regular case, so the Suffolk means the same case. So that's a case of a Muksa, which is something there, similar to something there, I said. Aval Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, we learned, like we said before, Mari Gamo Medes Lachila, Mela is Sveiko should be Mutter, because that's not a deraisa, it's only a far out Gezera. Derek Lasveiko Osir, Mashma Lechol Heche, Vali Osir, it's a Mosveiko means, in the case of a Vali would be Osir, also a Sveik would be Osir. That's what the Bryce is saying. Okay, good. It's quite repetitious. Lefize, got it there a couple lines down. Lefize Lechora, Nistorim, okay, even like the Marshal's answer, the Mar Davka Miyonta Vacher Shabbos. Oh, he explained already. That is sort of, again, he explained, he said that already. I want to go to the next paragraph. This is all, I think it's repeated. So we got it for Omnam Adayan Koshali. That's one in the end paragraph. What page is that? The last page? Page 6? Page 6, somewhere on the page 6? On top of page 6. You got it there? Joel, have you got it there on the second line? He says on page 6. Omnam Adayan Koshali, or those who are looking at the screen, you can see it. I'm pointing it out. Omnam Adayan Koshali, the Mai Porech Rabbi Yitzchak. So he's saying, what is, ask a question over here on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak was the one who said, I think it's, Paris HaNashrin. Mashke Chizobu, it's like the fruit juice coming out. Paul the Rabbi Yehuda, the Soverle, the Omnam Machila, Leslek, Zeres, Mashke Chizobu. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the way that Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yehuda learns also because of the egg is usher because of the swara of Mashke Shazavu. So how would he learn to, so that, in other words, he would say that the egg would be mutter. from Rabbi Yehuda, the egg would be mutter, and that was a stira. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that the egg would? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, it was quoted there that Rabbi Yehuda said that the egg is also the first day and mutter the second day. And Rabbi Yochanan said, well, why would you hold the egg is also the first day? It should be mutter, since you you don't have a problem of according to you, just like a fruit, like fruit juice is okay if you want to eat the fruit, so the chicken should be okay. So how taka would Rabbi Yehuda learn then that the chicken would be usher? So explains Rabbi Kiveger, imkain shapi yishlomar da braisa Rabbi Yehuda v'amenes legadol. In other words, but we could learn in the braisa, which on Gimel Beis, which says that the egg is usher, that could be according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who, and how would Rabbi Yehuda say the chicken that the egg is usher? But we just explained that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think the egg should be usher. In other words, there's no problem of the egg because it's similar to fruits that if you have a mind to eat the fruits, there's no, you know, chash, you're going to squeeze it. So why in the world would the egg be usher? Like we pointed out, that was Rabbi Yochanan's question. Why would the egg be usher? No, but the brisa could be not going to be Yehuda, and the brisa we're talking about in an egg which you had in mind to eat only the eggs and not to eat the chicken. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan understood at Rabbi Yehuda that he was talking about a case of omedes lachila. But the brisa, if we go like the brisa, let's say we want to learn the brisa like Rabbi Nachman learned our Mishnah. The brisa could be Rabbi Yehuda, and learning the brisa like Rabbi Yehuda, we could say that maybe it's like a case of omedes legadol. It's omedes legadol beitzim. The omedes legadol beitzim, and there's such a tana like Rabbi Yehuda who holds from muksa, and that could be the pshat in the brisa. Maybe it's a doche the whole Rabbi Yehuda. Called Ikari Sura the Beitza. In other words, you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on our Mishnah, the Beitza is usher. You wouldn't argue it probably. The more I thought, probably wouldn't argue with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says the Beitza is usher. So Rabbi Yehuda Tana probably wouldn't argue with Beis Hillel. So why would it be usher? Must be because it's so much as legal Beitza. The Kibbutz Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, it's ain't Chilik Bein Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchak. So they wouldn't have a problem. In other words, there is such a Tana. We know the Tana Rabbi Yehuda that we're saying now that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Mashkin Shizobu because since it's omedes in a case when it's omedes lachila, it's like the fruits when you want to eat the grapes and we're not afraid of squeezing out the juice. So the egg would also so why would Rabbi Yehuda why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah, assuming he doesn't argue with our Mishnah, doesn't argue probably with Beis Hillel, why would it be usher? So we must explain that Rabbi Yehuda would have learned then the Mishnah, like the Gemara of Nachman learned the Mishnah, it's talking about Omedes Legal Beitzim. So in other words, there is such a Tana who probably learned like that. So let's say that's how Rabbi Nachman, let's say Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak learned like that. In other words, why are we making a big deal against Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak? Let's say, look, we know a Tana called Rabbi Yehuda, and we know Rabbi Yehuda, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan understood him, he doesn't hold from this far out gezeira of Mashkin Shazavu. He doesn't, it's too far out. So why would he say that the egg would be usher? Why would he, where is it? Must be, he'll learn the Mishnah, like Rabbi Nachman learned the Mishnah. So also Rabbi Yochanan, and so Rabbi Yochanan Mitzvah also could say, this Bryce is going like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it's going with Muksa, and Muksa, we said, Sofik is usher. That's Rabbi Kega's problem. So he says he doesn't see why the Gemara couldn't say that. Now, after Rabbi Yochanan, now Rabbi Yochanan, he switched it around. Remember, we had that in Gimel Mal Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan switched around the names. He says, really, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanu Shimon switched around. That really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is usher, even when you want to eat the grapes, it's usher the juice, because even in that case, where kosher, you're going to squeeze it out. So then the egg could be usher. That's the reason. So the egg could be usher also because of, you know, you might come to squeeze out the juice. And but remember, says Rabbi Kiveger, that's how we switched around the names. Good. So Rabbi Yehuda usher mishum mashkin shezavu, according to the switching around of Rabbi Yochanan. Nikomakom hal akol ponim chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. So the ochlan ayotzim muter lo savrele the beitz usher mishum mashkin shezavu. In other words, you're right. Okay, you want to switch around. Rabbi Yochanan switched it around. When we switch it around, you gotta talk about the Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan say? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to eat the grapes, there's no problem with the juice. But then it comes out, the Rabbanan said, there is a problem with the juice, even when you want to eat the grapes. So, but the Rabbanan, if they held that they switched it around, again, if the Rabbanan said switch around, that means that the Rabbanan said there's no problem if you want to eat the grapes. So then why would the chicken? So why would the egg be usher according to Rabbanan? And we don't want to say anybody argues with Beis Hillel. So probably the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, they would, in that Mishnah, they would probably hold why would the egg be usher? So they must hold that it's usher because of muksa. And Ken Yishter, and they would learn it's usher because of muksa. And then there was, they would learn it's talking about omedes to galabetzi. Meishlomer, the brisa could be like a Chachamim. In other words, you got two options to learn this brisa. Either you want to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't hold from Ashkenazi Zavu, and to learn because of muksa, or the Chachamim hold from the muksa. But anyway, either way you learn, you got some rabbi who learns because of muksa, and we just said according to Yishonim that muksa is like a deraisa, and that would be usher. So that Rabbi Kager ends up, he doesn't know what's going on. He says, why are they making such a big tumult against these rabbis? So Medes Galabetz him. He says, continues the last line of the Rabbi Kager. I don't know what it is on your page. We've brought the Lishna El Rabbi Yitzchak, Heich Rabbi Yitzchak. He says, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Yesh Lomar Soberle, Kiedach Lishnu Yaleel, Rabbi Yehuda Libram Komar. Another thing is, it says in the end, the Gemara said that maybe that according to the end, the Gemara said that maybe Rabbi Yehuda only the brand of Chacham, he really holds that on the first day it's also mutter. First day it's really mutter. So it's the only reason he said that's also the first day was the same according to Chachamim, that you say it's also the first day should have also been also the second day. And that was the question, whether you hold that one day it's Gdusha Achas or Shtei Gdushas. But according to the upshot, it comes out that really Rabbi Yehuda held that even the first day is mutter. So why would the Mishnah say also by the egg? Again, Rabbi Kager says, must be it's also again, because you'd have to learn that it's also because of it's omedes legal obeitzim. And that's why, again, muksa, so that's he concludes. That's the end of Rabbi Kager. So the end of this Rabbi Kager, the end of the day is, I don't know. Rabbi Kager says, I don't know. Now, Rabbi Kager don't know, so what can I say? If Rabbi Kager don't know, what can I say? You know what I mean? That's a lot more, about a billion times more than I know, and he didn't know the Pshat in the Gemara. So let's say he don't know what's the Pshat in the Gemara. That's it. Okay, anyway, that's the sugya. I want to go on now. The Gemara then finally was trying to understand the other part of the Brisa. That's what he says. Why not say it's also because of muksa? That's his conclusion. Why not say it's also because of muksa? And he says, I don't know. Maybe that's why it's also. That's his question. He doesn't know why. He doesn't know why the Gemara leaves it as a question against those rabbonim. He doesn't. The maskonas of Gemara is on Daf Dalet. It's also for a different reason. So So in other words, so the Gemara had asked it's a subject rabbonim. So later the Gemara wants to say it's also because maybe eggs are the devar chashim. The Gemara wants to say eggs because they counted. It's Dabash of Aminion. So Aminion, the Gemara says Dabash of Aminion. That's the Gemara's conclusion. It could be that the egg is also a Sophic because Dabash of Aminion is the Rechashim and even a Sophic is also. That's what. All that I have a reason why. Right. So, yeah, that's a big question. Yeah, what's a big question? You can hold like the other Amoria. That's the Rebbe Kager's problem. What's a big problem? You can hold like the other Amora. What's the big deal? Can hold like that, sheet like Rav Nachman. That's his question. Okay, that's the conclusion of Gager. And the Gemara said that it comes out. So why is the subject taka usher according to these rabbis? The Gemara gave a different answer. The Gemara said it's because it's the Dover Shem Aminyan. And the Gemara comes to Dover Shem Aminyan, and Dover count. And the whole sugi about Dover Shem Aminyan is usher. Now, the Gemara also said that if the eggs are mixed, if you look at the Gemara in Daf Dalam and Aleph, you're going to see the Hemshech of the Gemara. I'm going to post it over here on our screen also. You have it on, those who are here in the shir, they can look at the Gemara. And those who are on the screen, I'm going to just go. Yeah, if you have a Gemara at your house, look at the Gemara. Otherwise, I'm just going to put it up on the screen over here, the Gemara. All right, you have a Gemara, I'm putting it up on the screen. And everybody here who's got a Gemara, just take a look at the Gemara, Daf Dalet. The Gemara, Daf Dalet, and Aleph. Let's see. Okay. Dalet Amad Aleph. The Gemara and Dalet Amad Aleph is asking, though, in the case when it gets mixed up, It says this egg fell into one tarubas, and this tarubas fell into another one. They weren't one. So why is that usher? That's the Gemara's question on the other part of the braisa. First we talk about the suffix is usher. Then it said if the egg, this egg get mixed up with other eggs, it's still usher. The Gemara says, well, why is it usher? I mean, you know, why is it usher? Yeah, so Gemara said davar chashuv, so therefore, davar chashuv, so even a suffix is usher. But why is it when it's mixed up in one group, mixed up in another group, why is that also? The Gemara didn't want to say because the Rechoshev and that, yeah, and the Gemara daft alam and aleph. Hold on, I'm trying to get the Gemara here. I thought I was getting to the Gemara, but I didn't get there. It's Gemara Talmud Babli, Beitza daft dalet, omen aleph. Okay, we're going there. I'm going on the screen. I don't know if you're at home, we got a Gemara, but I'm just posting it anyway. I don't know. Okay, let's go on the screen here. 4a, one second, right? Going on 4a and near the top, towards the top of the page. And it says over there, why is it when it's mixed up in one group, mixed up in another group, it's always usher? Okay. And I show you over here. Okay. Then more once, so why is that usher? Okay. I have it here on the page. All right. So, Ravashi Omar, I guess you're near, where is that on the page on the Gemara? Ravashi Omar. It's about 12 lines down on the page. You have it there? Rav Ashi Omar, about 12 lines down. I'm showing you on the screen. Yeah. The Abba Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, Le'olam, Sofek Yantav, Sofek Chol, Havdoshish Matirin. Oh, so one second. This is going back on the question, why is it us? First they said it's Davar Choshev. Davar Choshev, that bottle. That's what Mora first said. Davar Choshev, and then the whole Machlokes, Tanoim, whether this is Choshev, some say only, six things are called chashuv, or seven, but not everything, not every davar shemini is chashuv. The Gemara said, well, there is such a tana that everything, anytime you count something, that's called chashuv. Now Rav Ashi gives a second answer. That's what we're going after right now. You see Rav Ashi, that seems about 12 lines down in the Gemara. Rav Ashi, Omer le'olam, sovi yontav, sovi chol, havi davar shiyesh lo matirin. Chol davar shiyesh lo matirin, lo bottle. So that's the reason that it's not bottle. So this is going and explaining to us why it would be usher. Again, it would be usher in a case that is mixed up in one tarubas and another group. So why are we so machmer over here in this case over here? In the egg, the force of parents was choshev, and therefore we're saying there's no bitl because it's a davar choshev. We're counting, and anything you count, you usually count a dozen eggs, 12 eggs, whatever you count it. So that's called choshev. There's no bitl on that. And now we're saying a different answer. Okay, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin means because after yontif, it's no longer muksa, and then it'd be and since something will be mutter after yontif, so then davar sheish lamatirin. Now the Gemara didn't seem to want to use that answer before. The Gemara didn't want to use that answer before, right? The Gemara just popped up with davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin. So, is there a rashi on that davar sheish lamatirin? Any rashi on that? About no rashi on that. Rav Ashi, I see it in the middle. Miller, yeah, Rashi, Rav Ashi, Amar Le'olam, Hori Koni, Sveika Osir. Yeah, even Miller, Rashi, Sveika Osir. That we said before, in other words, in the case of the Gemara said, Sufik, Beitza, Shalom, Yanta, was Osir. So we're trying to figure out it's Osir. So it's only a Sufik, Rabbanin. So, well, of course, Rabbi Eger said it should be Sufik because of Muksa. But here, the Gemara said it's Choshev because you count it, and anything you count is Choshev. But here, the Gemara gives another answer. Sufik, Yanta, Sufik, Chol. So the Gemara now gave a new answer. So in other words, you don't have to come onto that sheet that anything you count is called chashuv. But here's a davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin. And since you have a davar sheish lamatirin, so it's a davar sheish lamatirin. So that's considered to be a davar chashuv. And since a davar sheish lamatirin is a davar chashuv, so therefore it's a. He says. That's therefore it's not bottle. The material is not bottle. The material is a new svara. It's a new svara that since we mutter after yontif without bittel, so it's because it's no longer a problem muksa. So after yontif is no muksa. There's no chash of squeezing it. Those guys, you know, of taking off a tree. And it's totally mutter. You don't have to have bittel. So therefore, the we're machmer. Don't eat it because you have a suffix, because you can eat it totally without any suffix, after Yontov, so therefore those should be dead. The question is, why didn't the Gemara use that answer before? The Gemara didn't want to use the Rosh Matirin. Seems like, you know, it's a rule all over Shas, the Rosh Matirin is not bottled. So why the Gemara, you know, it took a whole page to come to that answer? You know, look, we're hawking a whole page, you know. Oh, it's a subject I wanted. It's this and it's a muksha, it's this. It's a gallo baits him, it's this. It's a, they're trying to figure out why it shouldn't be usher. Oh, it's a dover choshev. They're trying to find a Tana who holds the dover minion is choshev, machlokes, machlokes amaroyim, machlokes tanoyim. All of a sudden, oh, you know what? It's dover shematirin. Come on, you know dover shematirin. That's all anybody who learns your idea knows there's a rule. Dover shematirin is not buckled. That's a well known rule. So why did the Gemara like need a whole page to come up with that answer like Rav Ashi? It's like you said, discovered America. Come on, we know that rule of W. Shematirin. Doesn't seem to be that the Gemara popped up with this. You know, it just took a whole page to come up with that answer. We had a whole Rebbe Kibager, we had a Marshaw, we had everybody in Pnei Shua, we have the whole Gemara, Amorayim, and they're all potsking around. Like the Torah B'Yadir, says Joel, which doesn't sound like it's kind of strange, though, no? What are we doing then? Gemara says, we had to say a shir, so we met, you know, somebody said, you know, the guy had a, they asked the Rashiva, he said, Shir, what was the Hechreya for that Svara? What caused you to say that Svara? What forced you to that Sukkah? So I had to say a Shir, so forced me to say a Shir. So I had to say that Svara. I didn't know what else to say. I said that. So here it seems like the Gemara has come up with an answer, which is pretty well known. Dover Shematirin is a well known rule. So I thought maybe you're right. Dover Shematirin is a well known rule. But Dover Shematirin, the Gemara thought, if you know you have an Isser, you have an Isser, a Bali Isser. Now it's a subject that Isser is here or not. So tell me what you know for sure is Osir. So then now the question is that Isser, did it fall into the Tarubas? It didn't fall into the Tarubas. So in other words, I know I have something Osir, and I knew I had a piece of trade for meat, and it will be, let's say, tomorrow will be Mutter, because it's not going to be edible anymore. It's getting ruined. So I know it's trade, so Dover Shematirin, I say, okay, I'll be machmer. Wait till tomorrow when it won't be Isser. Yeah. That's true. That makes it stronger, right? Yeah, remote. So if it somehow becomes more chomer Isser. But Dover, that we're not even sure that it's an Isser. That's Sufik. That thing more. They thought Dover Shematirin doesn't apply to Dover Sufik Beitzer Shalol of Yantar. We don't know if it's even Isser. In other words, here we're talking about a Gemara that's saying, is this thing Osir? We don't know. Maybe it was born before Yantav. So on that, they thought Dover Shematirin doesn't apply. Dover Shematirin means if you know you had Isser, the shot of the Isser fell in there, didn't fall in there. But I knew there was an Isser. And this, in other words, I know I have something which, let's say. That's true. But I say that Gemara maybe held that something which I don't even know that there's an Isser. That you don't have to be so machmer and that Dover Shematirin. Let's say I have a muksa thing, and I don't know if that muksa thing fell into the starubas or not. So then I could say, you know what? You know, I don't know. I know it's muksa. I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll be okay. But that's if I know I have a muksa thing. But let's say in a case where I don't even know I have muksa, I'm not sure the seg was born on Yantav. So that thing more thought that. Atkilei kach. Dover Shematirin. They don't have to be so machmer. Dover Shematirin. That's true, but I'm saying that's what I asked. Whether we have to go through this whole long discussion, Dover Shematirin. So I'm saying the more thought this wasn't in the category of Dover Shematirin, because they thought it was a sub. Yeah. Yeah, but the question is why not? Why not? Why not? Because those material. Yes, I'm saying the Gemara thought that Abkinei Kach, that Chumra, that, you know, Ida Beheter, is only if I know for sure I had Isser, if the Isser fell in. But here I didn't even know I had Isser. That Gemara, so that Gemara's Machadish, Ravashi's Machadish, no. Even a Sufik Isser also the Rosh material. That's the Gemara's Oskona. Even a Sufik Isser also. That's the easy way out. You're right. Okay. And a chinami, but I'm saying that seemed to be the chiddush that the Gemara didn't know that up front. So Rav Ashi came up with that. That's the Gemara. Okay, that's what I think. All right, with Mirza Hashem, we'll talk tomorrow. We're not going to have shir. We're going to go on Vayter on the bottom of Dalal and Aleph. We're going to learn the Gemara. talking about 2 days Yontif, so 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Yontif and Shabbos. That's the Hemshech of the Gemara. So we talk about Yontif and one day Yontif, one day Shabbos. And then we have talk about 2 days of Yontif, and then 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's the coming up the Gemara, Dalam Adalav, Dalam Abbas. That's the Hemshech, Merit Hashem, Thursday. We'll talk about that. Not sure tomorrow. Okay, Merit Hashem. Friday, I don't know yet because Joel will be upset if I don't tell you. But I don't know yet, Friday. All right. Well, he said I should post it if I'm going to South Haven. I'll tell you. I will find out by. I don't think so. No. We're not going to learn after Tisha. It could be Rosh Chodesh of. We're going to stop maybe. Either Rosh Chodesh of or Tisha B'Av. We'll see. Maybe Rosh Chodesh. Koilo stops usually.